Berrios and Rupnik, The Parallel Lives of Predator Priests. This week's piece examines the cases of Felipe Berrios del Solar and Marco Rupnik, two former Jesuit priests credibly accused of sexually abusing women under their pastoral care. While both men were expelled from the Society of Jesus, neither has been defrocked, and both remain priests under canon law. The author argues that this outcome exposes deep structural failures within the Catholic Church's legal and institutional framework, particularly the role of the dicastery for the doctrine of the faith and its reliance on procedural tools such as statutes of limitations. A central analytical lens in the piece is the Darvo strategy: denial, attack, reverse victim and offender. The article shows how Berrios, along with many other predators and their accomplices, publicly recast themselves as victims of conspiracies while discrediting survivors. This pattern is reinforced by media access asymmetries. Accused clerics enjoy access to major platforms, while survivors struggle to be heard. The article's claims are supported by an open letter published by Chilean survivors of Berrios' abuse. Their testimony illustrates both the extent and the consequences of this imbalance, and how such dynamics ultimately lead to the re-victimization of survivors. The article situates these individual cases within a broader Latin American context marked by institutional paralysis in both the Catholic Church and the national governments. Civil authorities often invoke statutes of limitations to avoid prosecution, while church hierarchies adopt a Pharisee-like legalism that prioritizes institutional self-protection over accountability. Chile is portrayed as emblematic of this failure, with a hall of shame of notorious clergy abusers whose cases ended without meaningful justice due to prescription or opaque canonical processes. In contrast, the piece highlights France and Germany as partial counterexamples. French bishops, following the Sauve report, have acknowledged wrongdoing, created compensation mechanisms, and even sold church property to fund reparations. This openness, the article notes, has coincided with a modest but credible change in the ways the Catholic Church deals with abuse in France. While far from perfect, these cases demonstrate that transparency and institutional accountability can mitigate long-term damage to church credibility. The piece also contrasts the absence of meaningful developments in Latin America with the paths opened by the states of California and New York in the United States, which used subnational legal tools to address the needs and rights of victims of sexual abuse, clergy or otherwise. No comparable initiatives exist anywhere from Mexico to Argentina, even in countries with a federal institutional design similar to that of the United States. The comparison between Berrios and Rupnik sharpens the article's critique of Rome. Despite credible accusations and expulsion from the Jesuits, both men remain priests because canonical judges declined to defrock them. In Rupnik's case, the author details how he was quickly incarcerated into the Slovenian Diocese of Koper after his expulsion and continues to work and travel under a presumption of innocence, while a new trial remains stalled in its instructional phase. This procedural opacity undermines claims of reform. The article assesses recent actions by Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez, head of the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, who published historic documents on clergy sexual abuse in February 2026. While described as a step toward transparency, the move is criticized as largely symbolic. It enables an autopsy of past failures without delivering justice or reparations to survivors. The documents themselves confirm that popes possessed the power to waive statutes of limitations, demonstrating that their selective use is a political choice rather than a legal necessity. The article concludes that without structural reforms, abolishing canonical statutes of limitations, ending procedural secrecy, and prioritizing survivor-centered justice, the Catholic Church will remain trapped in a cycle of denial and reputational decay. The parallel lives of Berrios and Rupnik thus serve not merely as individual scandals, but as evidence of a systemic crisis that continues to erode trust, particularly in Latin America.